She hugged the child tightly to her chest as she ran. The light from the eastern sky was just beginning to brighten her way through the trees. Besides the sound of her heavy breathing, she could hear their faint calls in the distance and the sound of the dogs. They were getting closer.
Reviens!
Arrête!
Retournez l'enfant!
She knew the language. They said they would not harm her or the child. They wanted her to return, to bring the child back to them. But she could never do that. She had planned this ever since her daughter was born, and she saw her fair skin and her green eyes. She knew what would happen. She would never let them take her baby. The others told her what she had to do to escape. She could not stop. She could not look back. She had long limbs and ran fast. She was almost there, at the place where so many others had run to. She burst through the heavy brush, and the sky opened up in front of her. The sun was rising just above the blue sea beyond. She was told to run into the sky, to jump into it. That was the way. That was how they could both finally be free. Her feet were bloodied, but she didn't have far to go. She could hear the dogs' feverish panting behind her. She kept running. She ran into the sky, her baby against her chest, her legs still moving. Her legs continued to churn, and then she and her baby dropped, where they all dropped. Now. She was panting as she ran through the thick brush. She could hear him behind her. She could hear his labored breathing. He was calling for her. Why? She did not want this. She pushed too far this time. She knew she took too many risks, and she knew one day those risks would burn her. She reached for her phone again. She needed to text for help. She fumbled with it, and then it fell from her hands. She could sense that he was right behind her now. She stopped and looked for the phone. There was no time. He would be on her if she searched. She left the phone where it fell and kept running. She could hear him calling. He was telling her not to run, to come back, that he would not hurt her. The other man was standing at the cliff's edge. He was waiting. She saw his crooked smile. He held open his arms for her. She could run to him. The other man behind her was pleading with her, telling her not to run, to come back to him. He was weeping. He cried that he was sorry, so sorry. This made her pause. She didn't know what to do. She almost stopped, but she didn't. She kept running.